Yo, what up? It's your boy, Meek Millie, man. We in the trap house. You already know how we doing it, man. We stay in the motherfucking trap house doing what we do. Giving y'all the hottest music on the streets right now. Let's get it.
What up? It's your boy, SG the Ghost, LOX, B-Block. Right now, I'm trapping in the trap house. You know what I'm saying? You want to hear what's going down. Want to hear the hot interviews. You want to hear the hot songs. You want to hear what's popping in the street. Hit the trap house up. Ghost, love the trap house. Big shout out to all my folks in the trap house. Salute, B-Block.
Nigga, this is one gunplay, Don Logan, I'm out of this world. Welcome to my motherfucking universe, I'm Jupiter Jack, and I represent 2M's murder. Mayhem, millions, Maseratis, motherfucker, making miracles. Money motivated, Miami material, and right now you tuned in to the motherfucking trap house, nigga.
Your boy Ellie, brother Dunn. I'm officially rocking with Trap House Rock Show. VidLevel.com all day, every day. From the A-Town to North Kent to South Kent. From the Midwest to up north, down south. Everywhere we rocking with it. Ellie, boy.
Yes, indeed. It's the Mix King, Ron G. And you're tuned into Trap House Rocks Radio with Miss LB and Z Nubstar. You heard?
What up, it's your boy Slim Thugger, and you're checking out Trap House Rock, man. Stay tuned.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This your boy Lil Lazy Bone, rocking out, man, right here on the Trap House Rock radio station. Y'all know what it is, Bone Thug style, baby.
Say, what's happening, man? It's your boy Shout Out LO, right now on Trap House Rock.
Yeah, you already know what it is, you know what I'm about, it's the homie Mayo checking in, about that life, homie, and we riding out with Trap House Rock right now, live and direct, man, we don't recognize real, let's get to it.
Alright, yep, it's your man Bill Dance, one half of the world's famous M.O.P. Firing Squad. I'm not just in the building, I built this motherfucker, and I know my way around. Now, we in the trap house.
Rock it out, rock it up, get that shit up in my club, I crack it out, rock it up, get that shit up in my club, I crack it out.
Man, LB, man, I see we got somebody up in the building right now. I'm all grinny over here. Like, what's going on?
Yes, sir. We have Snow the Product in the trap house.
And you know this. Hello?
Gotta give her a big round of applause. We sure appreciate you taking time out to come here and be with us in the Trap House tonight. I know the fans are ridiculous out there right now. They've been hitting us up all day. Can't wait to get Snow the Product in the building. So what's going on with you?
Nothing much, man. Just working, you know, making some music and doing some shows and doing what we artists do.
Right. I know you.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good. I know you had a big show last night. They said you just killed it at the House of Blues in Texas.
Yeah, man. I've been opening up for Trey and Zero for the ABN reunion shows and stuff, and it's been going pretty good. So yeah, I'm excited.
Man, I can't tell you how many people's hit me today. Ask her this, ask her that. Well, they're going to have to wait because we have our own questions here at the Trap House. Now, I want to talk first a little bit about where you're from. Let the people know who don't know where you're from and just a little bit about Snow the Product.
I'm originally from California. I live in Texas now. And I rap. I'm bilingual. I'm Mexican-American. And I represent, you know, a lot of the... I guess the girls that, I know a lot of girls say that they represent the girls that aren't represented in this, but I feel like I actually do, you know what I mean? So it's like, I think I have always felt like not necessarily the most popular or the like coolest kid in school or whatever, but I feel like, I'm just repping that and being proud of it.
Yeah, and you know, if you never thought I'm going to be in show business, there's no turning back now because... You know, the buzz is just crazy about you. And how do you feel about all that now? I mean, I know you've been doing this for a while, but how do you feel right now in your career?
I feel good. You know, I feel better than I felt a year ago. You know, and but it's a lot that goes into it, and a lot of grind and a lot of work. And I know a lot of people think that it just comes overnight, but I really am in that whole like grind and coming up. You know, I'm in the come up right now, so it's kind of like I'm putting in all that work, and hopefully when I, you know, when we get successful in this, people don't just think that it happened overnight, because it certainly did not.
Yeah, man, I've watched and I've did my research. I've watched all the videos from way back till now. Let's talk about what's a cookie cutter bitch, and let's talk about that video. Very, very dope video. Cookie cutter bitches, for y'all people who don't know out there. Check that out on YouTube immediately.
Yeah. Well, really, I mean, it's just you know, me talking about how right now I feel like a lot of girls kind of are like, a lot of them aren't really going with their identity, or like aren't really like doing what they want to do. They're kind of like listening to what other people say, or what people say is cool, or the media or the magazines or whatever. And I'm just saying, like, you know, do whatever you got to do, and don't settle for being what everybody else thinks is cool. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to dress a certain way, then do it. And it also really goes with the whole, you know, industry. I feel like a lot of people are picking up female rappers and thinking, oh, you got to make them do this and look like this and do that. And it's like, man, we just need people to be honest and really be artists. I've been rapping since before this whole reemergence of rappers, female rappers was in the game. And I feel like some of us really have respect for the industry and want to do this for real. And some of these people just kind of want to do it because it's there, you know?
Right. It's crazy. I also checked out you have a new video with DJ Paul. He was a guest here on Trap House Rocks. So shout out to DJ Paul. I love that video too, man.
Shout out to DJ Paul, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was we shot it in New York, and it was just like on some, like, he's real cool, you know, like he told me that, you know, he wanted to work with me on some other stuff. I think we got some stuff coming up next year. And I mean, he's just real cool, real down to earth dude, and he's definitely supporting. And you know, shout out to him, and shout out to Dove. She hooked it up, and you know, we're just working.
Yeah. So tell me something. Out of all the female MCs, you know, down through the years, who were your favorites?
I mean, I really listen to like Lauryn Hill and Missy Elliott and The Brat and a lot of the more like 90s, you know, female rappers. I really just kind of listen to them. I listen to a lot of R&B though, really. But out of rappers, female rappers, I think it would be that three. And then just dude rappers, Big Pun and Biggie and Pac and just a lot of the...
Right. If you could have any feature with any artist, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, man. Dead or alive. Maybe, like, rappers?
Anyone.
Aaliyah.
Okay. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Man, listen, I'm loving the music first and foremost, but man, like, I'm loving everything I'm seeing over there right now. I want to know, like, growing up, what was, like, the first music you started listening to? Was it hip-hop? Was it rock and roll? Was it, you know, Spanish
Mexican
music?
Regional music? Yeah, Mexican regional music, you know, cumbias and all that type of stuff that, like, my mom would play and my dad would play. Like, I wasn't allowed to listen to hip-hop until I was, like, 12 already. And that was finally when I kind of, you know, got into it. Or maybe it was around. I just really never paid attention. It was just kind of mostly Spanish music.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I want to know, being from a mixed background and you know, I grew up with a lot of cats who, at some point, they didn't start listening to hip hop until they were like late teens. Some people really young. So that was one thing that I was wanting to know, because hearing the music, do you feel like you will incorporate all these different genres of music in your music in the future, or now is it presently like something you're looking forward to doing?
Yeah, I definitely am looking into incorporating a lot more, you know, of the stuff that I really grew up on. And yeah, that's why it's real fuzzy on, you know, dates of like certain music in the 90s, because I didn't really listen to it till it was like kind of late. You know what I mean? Like, I just would get, I wasn't like, I didn't have money like that. So it's like, I would kind of get CDs that other people, you know, kind of gave me or whatever. And then I would listen to them like hardcore. And so, yeah, the Spanish stuff is really something that I really want to incorporate it. And like with the Hola song, you know, it's got some little Spanish flavor in it and I'm rapping in Spanish. I did a collab with Chris Calico from Strange Music, and I started rapping in Spanish all of a sudden. And that's been getting some good reviews from their fans.
I made that statement just because, like, hearing you rap, I think you're incredible. You know what I mean? LB turned me on to you. And I was listening, and I'm very critical when it comes to artists, especially when they're new, like, oh, I never heard of them. And then, you know, I was listening, then I started doing my research, and I'm like, yo, she's the truth.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I think, honestly, there is a even huger market for, you know, people from diverse backgrounds, because we can reach certain different, you know what I mean, crowds that other people can't. Yeah. That's why I asked, would you incorporate in the future? And I think I think you're gonna be super huge for real. I'm looking forward to seeing you grow even more.
I mean, with people like y'all supporting, you know, I really appreciate it, because, you know, that's all we really need as artists is, like, you know, for people to, if you like it, I mean, shoot the word, let people know, you know, and I'll be right here, you know, all the interviews, anything y'all need, I'm here.
Yeah, yes, indeed. How tall are you? Pause yourself, LB. I don't see how tall are you?
How tall am I? I'm like 5'2".
Yeah, like super cute. I can carry you around in my pocket.
Zenov, everybody knows she's beautiful, okay? Everybody knows she's beautiful. He's over there.
Just giving my input. I'm feeling a little, you know?
Well, you know, there will always be comparisons with female artists, you know. How do you, like, set yourself apart from another female artist? Let's just compare you, like, to somebody like Nicki Minaj. How do you separate yourself, you know, from that? I just say that because Snow the Product would give her a fucking run for her money. But anyway, that's my thought.
Thank you. Well, honestly, I mean, we're female, and we rap, and we're in a male-dominated, you know, industry. But besides that, I mean, I think I've heard some of Nicki's, like, you know, I listen to Nicki's old stuff, and I know, you know what I mean, like, she's a smart business person, and she saw a lane there that didn't, you know, have anybody, and, you know, she went with it, and you can't really, you know, hate on her for getting her money or whatever. But, you know, I just feel like I'm something a little bit different. Representing, there's obviously not many Latinas in the game, and there's, you know, not Spanish speaking fluent, you know, real, you know, Mexican American artists, and ever since, like, Selena, really, you know, it's I feel like I represent a crowd of girls that's not really reps, and as long as I do that right and I make them be proud of me and they feel proud that I'm really their voice right now, I feel like I'm cool, you know what I mean? Everything else is really just icing on the cake.
And real shit, you could do that. Like, that's the shit that I'm talking about. Like, I see that. You know what I mean? I know I got mad Mexican-American friends, and just knowing that whole culture would embrace you so big. They've been waiting for something as big as Selena to represent their culture here in America, here in the States. So that would be incredible.
Yeah. I mean, as a Hispanic person, though, I mean, I got to say, like, we're very hesitant, you know? We're hesitant, like, I don't know if I'm going to go for it, or, you know, let me see what else she's going to do. But I feel like once they actually get it, and they, I think hopefully, you know, it'll turn into something big.
It's already something big, because you're here at the Trap House. You know, we interview, you know, pretty known dope guests over here. And I told him, I said, I've got to get her on here to let some more people know we're over here on the East Coast. You know, we want everybody to know about Snow the Product. And on that note, the next thing that I want to talk about is your big project coming out on 12/12, Good Nights and Bad Mornings. Tell us what we can expect out of
I mean, it's really just saying, you know, my whole life kind of how it is right now. You know, like when you're going and doing shows, and then you wake up in the morning, and whether you're hungover or you're just tired as hell from, you know, riding in the freaking, you know, packing a van and going to another city and stuff. It's just, you know, it's kind of like my life. And I feel like even when you have a 9-to-5 or when you work or whatever, like, everybody has that where you're just working hard and then you have to wake up in the morning and be like, damn it. Or it's also, you know, a lifetime thing, you know, it's like you do something and then you have your consequences that you have to face afterwards.
Now, so you have
it's a pretty cool little mixture of party stuff.
Yeah. Do you have features on there from anybody that we may know? Or is this all you?
I really tried to keep it me as much as possible. You know, we do have a couple features that we're going to release afterward. Like, we're going to re-release it probably and have everybody else. But I just felt like right now, especially where everybody, a lot of times people lean on that a little too much. I'm trying to show everybody me as much as I can and show them, you know, what I really am and that I can hold my weight. And then, you know, I'll come in with, like, everybody else, you know, and just kind of supplement it as opposed to lean on that, you know. So, should be good.
As of right now, today, what do you think your biggest achievement is so far?
Having my mom tell me that she was proud. That's pretty much, so like, awesome. My biggest thing. And then not to be on no, like, you know, like, corny stuff, but it's just like really a lot of times as a female, like you don't get along with your mom too much or this or that, and it's just like seeing her actually see that my dreams are coming true and that I'm doing shows that are big, and she saw me, you know, do these crazy music videos in Mexico and everything, and she, you know, when she actually goes, you know, oh my god, you know, blah blah,
you're doing it.
You know, I'm not even huge yet.
I'm glad you said that, though, because I feel like sometimes as people, like, I talk to friends and I talk to, you know, other associates, and I hear people that don't even get along with their parents, or they be in such distance away from their parents for whatever reason. So it is an incredible feeling. You know what I mean? When my moms look at me and say certain things, like the fact that my moms got on Facebook just so she could see what the fuck I was doing because she tired of everybody else telling her. You know what I'm saying? So...
Real shit. Yeah, and you gotta know my family history and everything to know why I'm so, you know, like, for my mom to be proud of me, like, to me it's like, dang, like, I did it, you know what I mean, like. So
that's right.
I'm happy. Everything, like I told you, man, I got no expectations of what my career was supposed to be. I just want to rep people right and do the right thing. So everything else that's coming with it and all the, you know, success and just people accepting it and stuff, to me, I'm going for, you know, I mean, it's like, that's just great. I'm just happy about everything, you know what I mean? So it's pretty cool.
Now, you've told
us. I'm enjoying life.
Yes, you are. Let me tell you, you've told us what cookie cutter bitches are. And, you know, we have to be familiar with the terms that you use, and all these people out there have to know what they're talking about when they retweet you and they don't know what they're talking about. Tell us.
Yes, what, Simone.
When you say woke, tell people what you mean by that.
Okay, like, well, wake your game up. Like people like have been sleeping on what we're doing.
I joined the site, like, today.
Sometimes people go... people like, you know, go, oh, you know, you go hard and blah blah, where, you know, what, how long have you been doing it? It's like, if you check back to like 2009 or 2008, you know what I mean, I've been rapping the same, like, I've been going just as hard. It's just nobody really has been ever paying attention. So, you know, like, my friends and I and my family, we all started like this little thing, and it's like, wake your game up. So I'm trying to wake everybody's game up, and when you have woke your game up, then you're woke, you know, so you can join our woke,
like,
and try to push and do all that stuff. And it's just like a real, like, move. Like, I know everybody overuses the word movement, but it's like, it really is a bunch of people that just want to feel like they're part of something, and they want to just do something bigger than themselves. And it's like, I feel like we're doing that. And now we've grown, like, a lot, you know, over the last year. And we just have a lot of people out there repping, and hopefully it's going to be even more. So, yeah, make sure you get woke. Go to wakeyourgameup.com and become a product pusher and check out all our videos and shenanigans that we have up there.
We're definitely product pushers over here of Snow at Trap House. You already know.
Thank you.
I went and joined that Wake Your Game Up site today. You know what I'm saying? All you other people out there, go join the site, too. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thank you. So you're woke, officially.
That's
I'm going to have
right.
to send you some woke gear, man.
Hell yeah. We need that woke gear up in the Trap House. Now, I've got a question that I ask every guest, no matter male or female, when they come through the Trap House.
Shit.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad, Zenith. Now, you're a real beautiful lady, and, you know, now that people are catching on to you and stuff, have you ever the time that you've been doing this, have you ever had any stalker fans yet?
Yeah, I have. And you know what? It's crazy because I've had a couple like dudes, but I get more girl stalker men, which is like really weird. I get like, I don't know, like before my phone number somehow got on my website, and I got like messages like crazy, like pictures, like I was like, what the hell? But yeah, so I've had some crazy, and I try my best to be as nice as I can to fans, so like I don't say no too much, like, you know what I mean, that's like, oh, you want to take a picture, cool, oh, you want it right here, all right, cool. So I try to do it, but then they get a little crazy and they'd be like, oh, come on, you know, come over to my house. I'm like, what the hell, no man, I gotta go. But yeah, oh, it'd be crazy.
We've heard a lot of crazy stalker fan stories here in the Trap House.
I'm finna stalk that ass, man. Yeah.
Listen,
I actually had a man. You know what? I'll save it for next time. But, yeah.
Come on, tell us. Tell us that you can say party. Holy shit!
I had a party. Here goes one. All right, I had a party one time, and I put it out there on Twitter, and people knew what city I was in, so it was like, it came over, and I had mostly all my team here. It wasn't really like a fan can come here, but I had a couple fans, because I was like, all right, whatever. So they came, and all of a sudden, like, I knocked out, and I wake up, and my mom's in my house watching TV with, like, a fan, and she's like, just like in her robe or something, and like there's a fan there, and I'm like, what the hell, where are you, why are you here? It was really strange. So ever since then, no more parties at my house and no more people over here.
Oh wow.
Did he sound like, yo, I was waiting for you to wake up?
Yeah, like, because I was like, all right, all my team customers, y'all are all here, you know, continue your party, I'm gonna go to my room, I'm gonna go to sleep. But I wake up to like some nonsense. I'm like, nope, no more. No more energy in this house.
Man, I'll tell you what, go ahead, Zeno.
I would say I got one word for that. Hashtag damn it, man.
I'll tell you what, Snow, let's take a quick break and keep you on the line just another few minutes. Let's play that holy shit. You want to bring that in for the people?
Yeah, man, it's your girl, Snow the Product, man. WakeyGameUp.com, and here we go. Holy shit, so you know where I'm coming from.
And the nominees are...
You can say to that, holy shit. Yes. We are back up in the Trap House. I'm Miss LB. We got the boy Zeno Star. We got NYCS Radio on the line. T. Scott, we call him Barry White over here. And we've got Snow the Product still with us on Trap House Rocks. Crazy flow. I'm telling you people out there, and I'm telling Miss Snow, I can see her being the next leading lady of some, but I could see her, a major takeover going on. T. Scott, would you like to ask Snow the Product a question?
Oh yeah. First of all, Snow, I just gotta say, man, straight fire. That's all I've been hearing. You know, I gotta apologize. I kind of stuck in the show kind of late. I know LB gonna dock my pay, but you know, I was tuned in on my way over here. I've been listening to the show. It's been so much been said. You know, I heard so much, but the main thing that really just sticks out of my head, everything that's been said, is just the fact that you have this work ethic. You know, you go hard. You know, on our station on NatchRadio.com, you know, we have a lot of independent artists that listen. You know, we stream the Trap House because, you know, we get a lot of good information from the artists that come on the show. And, you know, my question to you is, you know, what do you think is your, I ain't gonna say your secret, but what is your most important thing in your mind that helped your grind? As far as getting you where you are now, as far as, you know, helping other artists, what kind of advice can you give other artists as far as, you know, stepping up their game?
Well, I mean, I really do this. Like, I was born, like, loving music, you know what I mean? Like, the love for the actual music part or creating or anything like that has always been there. And that's God-given, you know what I mean? The want and the drive to be successful, that is something that, you know, my parents taught me, and that I don't come from, like, my mom and my dad came straight from another country to come here and give me a better life than what they had, and now I feel like I have to you know, do better so that my family or my siblings, my cousin, my everybody that's helping me, and including my mom, like, I want to give them something better. You know what I mean? So it's like my drive comes from genuinely wanting to do better for my family and to show them that, you know, I succeeded, because I don't want, I'm a very grateful person. So I want to make sure that they, that, you know, that I really did this and I gave with my all, because whenever people support me, I don't take that for granted. Like all the product pushes, I do everything in my power to make sure that they know that I appreciate everything that they're doing. So, you know, I can really say it comes from God and from just really wanting to be successful. And any advice I can give any younger artists is make sure that you're in this because you love it. Like, because you really know that you're going to not sleep and that you're going to do free shows and that you're going to do free verses and that you're going to do everything in your power to succeed and to get to the next level. Because if you come in just really thinking that it's all bitches and hoes and ballins, you really are about to be depressed.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what it's supposed to be later. The first years are like crazy, you know, and right now I feel like I'm in the middle. I have my really great days and great shows and everything. You know, you have your stuff that, you know, you're still grinding and you're still coming up. So, you know, but the good thing about it is that being a female in the male-dominated industry is that I knew what I was getting myself into. Like, I knew I was going to have to work twice as hard to prove to people that I could rap. You know what I mean? So, I'm in it. I'm in it to stay, and I'm definitely... Yes. Gonna work my ass off.